it's absolutely unbelievable. You know, we set out at the start of the year and we're training hard in January, February months. You know, we're training really hard, and we knew today, the first half, we were slow start, and maybe the nerves got the better of us. We got a few wides, and I think we went 3 or 4 points down, but we got settled down and we showed the team we were, and we really battled towards the end there, and Derry came back at us, but we showed our character many, many times this year, and it showed off again today.
Yeah, and I think when you moved into a deeper role after the first 15 minutes, when you came out of the position up top, things started to work and gel a bit better after that.
I was in full forward just to see if the ball was going to be flowing in or not, and it wasn't flowing in too heavily, so I came out the field a bit, and you know, I just tried to link up a few passes and get the boys calm, get everybody in the ball, and that's what I did, and I gave a few passes in, and we got a few scores off it, you know, and yeah. I was just providing the link from the defence to the attack because I wasn't there the first 15 minutes.
And the goals came at crucial times, and in fairness to the two boys, JD and Nathan, they took the goals very, very well.
Aye, they took it well. Now, they took it high, but that scared me a bit because in training we'd be saying hit them low, but JD's was a great goal, and then Nathan's hit the crossbar and went in, you know, and just, it was unbelievable how the two goals going in, great feeling.
And it was a wee bit nervy then at the end when you were caught at the back and you let them in with a goal and it brought it back to two because you were cruising at that stage, and I suppose there was a bit of unnecessary pressure then added on you at that stage now.
I suppose in the Monaghan game the midfield was catching everything, and we knew Derry's going to do everything in their power to prevent Kieran and Jason, two boys, catching the ball in the middle of the field, and that's what they're doing. And second half we got on top anyway, but we struggled to get in the breaks. I came out to look for a few breaks, but I mean Derry, the hunger was there for Derry, and but I think last year stood to us big time, because after the hurt of last year, there's no way it was going to happen again this year.
Yeah. Well, listen, we watched the scenes of celebration. Winning an Ulster title, it means so much to a group of players, and particularly to a group of young men like yous.
Oh, it means so much. I mean, I told the boys at half time, we'd do anything for this trophy, you know, because the biggest day of everyone's life in that changing room so far, and wanted to look back and it was a good one, and that's what it is, and it's unbelievable.
Listen, I know you want to get back to the boys. They're away into the changing rooms of the cup. Many congratulations again, Ned, but you're now going to the All-Ireland series in 2 weeks' time as Ulster champions.
Aye, we're going to be playing Cork. You know, it's a huge boost going as Ulster champions. You know, if you're to lose the game out here, it's hard. It's very hard to pick the heads up going in to face a strong Kerry team, but hopefully now we back training now. There'll be no we'll be out tonight, but there'll be no partying, mad partying at all now. We'll be back.
You have to focus
back to training Tuesday night.
And it makes up for the disappointment of last year.
It does, definitely. Sure, I can probably sleep a bit more now, safer. So.
Well, listen, you deserve your man of the match. You're absolutely brilliant today, and well done to you and to SP and all the boys as well. Congratulations.
Cheers, now. Thank you.